What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
What's up, everybody? This is Self-Helpless with Delaney Fisher.
And Kelsey Cook.
And Taylor Tomlinson.
And that so just
proud.
Happened.
Yes. You so always good. Do it so broadcast.
And this is Taylor Tomlinson coming in. We didn't talk about the sports broadcasting.
Announcer. Okay, so
yes.
One of my roommate, I'll leave his name out of it just in case he doesn't want to be connected to calling Kelsey a sexy sportscaster. I don't know what he said. Sexy sports
so
announcer.
Good.
It's like, your friend Kelsey has a very attractive voice. It's like very like sexy like sports girl. That was kind of like the gist.
Oh,
and
precious.
I was like, oh my god, you nailed it. Very
that
like
is.
So
funny.
Deep and sultry and
deep
just,
and sultry.
Yeah,
you should do
like,
a sultry sports announcer for foosball.
Yes. Oh my god, you could like
you
oh
sex
my
up
god.
Foosball real quick.
You could just do like a play-by-play of really anything. And I think
yeah.
people would be into it because he's not the only person who said that your voice was great. I got a lot of female friends saying one of the chicks sounds like, I can't remember what the reference was, but like basically you got a hot voice and you
oh
need to
god.
Use it
like
more.
An actress, like she sounds like an actress.
She referenced somebody I have in a text somewhere. I don't know what this means, so maybe you guys will know. She sounds like the chick from Cabernet and A.
I have no idea what
I don't
that
know
is
what that,
that
means, but we could Google it.
Google.
I'll it Google like it later. I'll bring it back. But yeah, but I was assuming it was about you just because everybody's been commenting on the sex voice.
That's
from
very
Kelsey
funny.
Cook.
I had no idea that was a thing. What if I get all self-conscious now?
No,
I'm like,
hey guys. I know, even like yeah. now I'm like super aware of it. I'm
I
like,
know.
Kelsey, we're not alone.
Keep your pants on, ladies.
I do love that we all kind of have deeper voices.
We do. And we've actually talked about this.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about like over dinner before how
yeah,
like
for the
we
stage.
Have, yeah, we have deep voices, which I feel like is good for the stage. Like no offense to people who don't, but sometimes it's a little hard. To the squeaky
yeah.
stuff
it's
is like it's
a tinny.
It's a little bit
tinny.
Harder. Like I think it, obviously there's funny people with all kinds of voices, but I do feel like maybe it's
yeah.
a little bit gentler
well,
on the ears.
Public speaking in general,
yeah, yeah.
like a lower tone.
Public
voice
speaking
is supposed to be better, yeah,
yeah. Like fucking Obama kills it. You know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
And that is a deep, beautiful man voice.
Miss
rich.
You, Obama.
We all have
we
deep, beautiful man
you.
Voices. I would hope.
We do have.
I don't know.
We do.
But I've also been the other way around, where like I've literally been on like first dates with people, and they have said like, "You have a deep voice for a lady," and then I'm like, "Oh,
great opening
shit.
Line there.
This is usually a compliment in my realm of work, but this is interesting. Thank you." So yeah, it can go either way, I guess.
I know. It's so funny. I was really self-conscious about it when I was a kid. Were you self-conscious about I always thought I sounded like a boy. Growing
I was
up,
after I that really? Tinder date. I was a little bit self-conscious. Yeah. I was like, oh fuck, I do have a deep voice. Should I? But then like, if I sound like this, then I sound like an asshole. I don't know. Like, you know,
you sound like you're making fun of everyone. So this is just like Tinder. Okay, dickhead.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is just my comfortable tone, but
I don't think I thought I ever had a low voice until I started doing stand-up. And you know, it was some weird crutch for me that I noticed now looking back, even like a year or two ago, if you watch some of my videos, I talk extra low on stage.
You do.
Yeah. Why is that?
That's why I like do on laughs. Cause we're like, and then it was like, what?
Oh God.
I don't remember the bit, but there's a face Kelsey does with her low voice where it's like,
it's like grumpy cat face. It's like trout mouth.
Yes, grumpy cat. Yeah.
I don't mean to. And I think I've stopped doing the low voice now, but I think it was maybe like a security blanket or a weird nervous tick. I didn't notice I was doing it until I would watch tape back.
Because you're a cute blonde girl and going
yeah,
up there,
maybe
you're
like
I need how I can be more. Like,
I needed to like man up.
Masculine.
Yeah. I don't know.
So weird.
Very, very weird. I don't think I do it anymore, but that was very a real thing that I was noticing. So
Well, so.
But hey, Delaney's roommate, I appreciate the compliment. No, thank you.
It was definitely a compliment all around. And it was a lot of the same things, like that one girl's voice. So I was like, I think that's Kelsey's voice.
Wow,
I think,
you guys, I feel like D'Angelo. Brown sugar, babe.
Yeah, you said you did some sports casting or something. I don't even know what it's called. Sports announcements.
When I was in college, I worked for it was like an ESPNU affiliate, and so I would go down to like the football sidelines or the basketball.
Yeah, you would.
The basketball court.
Yeah, you would.
Objectifying.
And I would do like reporting packages and interviews.
No, I'm joking. I'm sorry.
Package.
And you know what else? I got cast as a news reporter in a Cuba Gooding Jr. Christian Slater movie.
What?
Like 6 years ago.
Oh my
and
God.
Then I was fully cast, and then I got a call 2 weeks later from my agent saying they approached the local news station to use their news studio for your
shoot. And they made them use the announcer.
And they said, if you're going to use our set, you're going to use our announcer.
What?
Yes. So this business crushes dreams.
So much.
Even when you are officially booked.
I wish you had a Christian Slater
story. Frequently.
Yeah.
That seems so creepy. Have you guys seen Heathers?
He's
no,
so cute,
I haven't.
What?
I haven't seen Heathers.
Right. Well, seen moving on. Yeah. You haven't?
No.
This is,
I'm so
I
sorry.
Quit the podcast. Are you kidding me? How have you not seen Heathers?
Give me a log line. Of like,
what it's about?
Is Heathers?
It's weird. I can't like explain it without telling you kind of what happens. Like, I wonder what's on the back of the movie. Basically, it's Winona Ryder. Do you like Winona Ryder?
Ryder. Are you saying Winona?
I do.
What?
Winona? Are you saying Winona? I don't think I've ever heard somebody pronounce. I thought you were saying Winona,
say
like
Winona.
A wino, which I like.
I did say Winona. Is that not right?
I say Winona.
Winona.
Oh.
Oh, it's supposed to be wit.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
people say pin instead of pen,
or like orange instead of orange.
Yeah. Winona.
I so like Winona. Like she's a wino.
Winona Ryder.
Big dub.
Who, by the way, like, oh my gosh, young Winona Ryder. Like, I would love to look like Winona Ryder.
And like Beetlejuice. But Beetlejuice Winona?
Yes.
With the haircut.
With the haircut. But it's, she is in this group of girls called the Heathers, and they're like the three popular girls, and they're all named Heather, and they're like the worst, and it's very like Juno-esque in that like the person who wrote the movie like created their own slang, so it's really funny. And it, like, it's just, it's very biting. And so Christian Slater is like the new guy at school, and he and Winona Ryder like get together, and they kill one of the Heathers.
Oh shit.
And it's like a dark comedy from there. It's
interesting.
And they make it look like a suicide, and then it just kind of spirals from there.
Wow.
Sorry, to
spoiler
watch this.
Alert.
When was this movie made? Or
it was
80s.
Made
yeah.
In like
80s. Okay.
Probably the 90s.
90s
no?
Maybe? I guess I'll have to watch it.
I feel like it was. I feel
good old one ounce.
I like that they gave the spoiler alert after the spoiler.
I know. I'm really sorry about
by
that.
By the way, spoiler alert.
No, like, I don't know what people would tell you about the movie.
I think that's like enough.
Yeah, I think that's good.
That's
it doesn't
a
tell
solid.
You where it goes.
That's it's really
your
solid.
Your interest is peaked. I'm
very,
is it
I
not?
Am peaked. I am very peaked. Like I would go. Full peakage is happening
full peakage.
In this area.
We're at full peakage.
We gotta plug our stuff. Feel free to write in to Self Helpless Podcast
at gmail.com.
Yes. At Delaney Fisher across the board on social medias.
Yes.
TTomComedy.com, at TTomComedy on Instagram, at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter.
Yep. At Kelsey Cook on Twitter, at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, KelseyCook.com, and Stand Up Studio Makeup Web Series on YouTube.
So great. And please give us a 5-star review and a little nugget of inspiration
yes.
when you leave it. Because yeah. we love that and we love you, and it just really keeps us
yeah.
going.
Yeah.
Subscribe. Yeah. Subscribe. Like our Facebook page.
Tell us
get
what you think.
Involved on it.
Yeah, post things.
Post
we'll
things.
Like it.
Yeah. We will like
we'll
be
like it
in
hard.
A relationship with us.
Please.
Here's what you do. You're in front of your computer right now. You're on your phone. First thing you do, you go to Facebook. You click like on our page. You done that? You need another 2 seconds? We're going to give you 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, you're done with that. Now you go to iTunes. Click subscribe. All of our new episodes go into your newsfeed. Now click over to the ratings and reviews. Click the 5-star. What is
boom.
This? Only 30 seconds to do
it.
All
three
of this?
Three new girlfriends. You're welcome.
Woo, now give yes. yourself a cookie because you did a good job.
And if you're yes. just feeling extra jazzy, give us a nice little sentence or a penis emoji.
We'll take it.
Something. Just absolutely. Something
we're
nice.
Proud.
We're yeah. not proud.
No standards.
I don't think iTunes actually checks what is in the reviews.
Really?
But as long as the numbers
they
are there.
They seem to check a lot of other stuff, I feel
gosh,
like.
Maybe they do. Yeah. Maybe do they frown upon eggplant
if
emojis
it's a 5-star
as reviews?
Review, they're not going to be like, this is probably a negative eggplant.
Yeah.
Womp right. womp. That would be my assumption. I don't know anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, also check out Karina C's. She did our intro song and
oh,
she's
yeah.
really great and has really great music. CORINASEAS.
Yeah. Tell us in your review if our theme song stuck in your head because
it's stuck in mine.
We've been hearing people whistling it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
so fun. Not even people we know and love, just like people at Walmart.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, this is blowing up everywhere.
Yeah.
if you're not here, yeah. you're not family. I don't know what. This yeah. is turning into Olive Garden.
Oh,
okay.
Man. Should I reel it in with a quote?
Yes.
Reel it in with a quote.
In with a quote.
You guys,
what do you got,
I
Delaney?
Got a killer quote this week by Albert Szentgyorgyi. And I know that I'm butchering it, but it doesn't matter because he is past everybody, so he can't yell at me about it. But here we go.
Delaney doesn't care about respect in the afterlife. You're dead.
It's super solid though. Ready? Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Brace yourselves. A discovery is said to be an accident meeting a prepared mind. Drink that in for a second. I'm going to read it one more time because it took me twice to really know what it means to me.
So if you're feeling dumb and harsh, just know.
Don't you worry.
Yeah.
A discovery is said to be an accident meeting a prepared mind. I love that because it's basically you can turn your mistake into something positive.
Ooh, I
as
like
somebody
that.
Who doesn't like making mistakes, I always try to see the silver lining.
Right.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. Well, with comedy,
too. You had kind of summed it up nicely because it's basically saying...
opportunity
you know.
Meets readiness.
Yes. Opportunity
yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is
yes.
a great one. It's like you can't always control the opportunity, but you can control the readiness.
Yes, you can.
Get your shit right.
Always
yes,
be ready
you can.
For the opportunities that might come.
Oh!
Yes. That you are not even aware of. That
yes.
is so much of show business is just getting up every day and like throwing shit at the wall and
totally.
Hoping something sticks.
Yeah.
And then you're
exactly.
like, I didn't even know that. I was just mad that
yeah.
time. I didn't even know that was going to stick.
Yeah. yeah.
Yes.
That's a great way to put
100%.
It. 100%.
Yeah.
Great
I think,
quote.
I think it's a great quote.
It's a great quote.
Which leads us into It's Part of the Artist's Way, you guys, which is one of the best books. Did I miss something?
We can do it.
Oh, we have like treat yourself and stuff.
Oh, we forgot the treat yourself, guys. This is why I don't do the intro, everybody listening at home. I have OCD.
Me and
creative OCD.
That's where it was. We could have just kept going, but me and Kelsey were like,
we're like, wait, the format, guys, the structure.
The format, we were
can't,
prepared. We each
can't.
Have something.
Let me swing it over to Taylor Tomlinson
okay.
for whatever she's got
back
for
in the
us.
Studio. I have a check yourself this week. So, although Delaney tries to thwart my efforts.
Ever so, not be stopped,
Delaney. Don't mind me, just streamrolling over your guys' dreams.
So my check yourself this week, someone who needed a little bit of self-help, was I was at Barnes & Noble with my sister, and we were, like, working on stuff. I was working my way through the artist way, and she was, like, looking for jobs on her computer. And this guy came in and started talking to us, this, like, young guy. And we were just kind of like, ah, okay. And, like, you know, gave the appropriate body language of, like, please move along. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, what are you guys doing? And I kind of opened my notebook, so it was just covering what I was doing. So it was just a blank notebook. And I was like, just working. Like, and he looked on my sister's computer, which is a huge pet peeve of mine. And he goes, he just goes, oh, he's like, are you looking for a job? Are you going to be a nanny? Like, just started reading off her computer screen. And she was like, maybe. Like, my sister's so sweet. And was just like, maybe, I don't know. And I said, and then he just kept trying to talk. And I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. We're, like, really busy here. But, like, you know.
Good for you.
Yeah, I was like, and then he goes. He stops from, and then he goes, my female friend told me that in groups of girls, one girl is the alpha, so I'm guessing that's you.
Whoa!
And me and my sister just looked at each other and then looked at him, and then he walked away. And then 20 minutes later, I don't know what he was doing, dropping a deuce, taking a lap. He came back and goes, are you guys still busy? And I said,
ew.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, but, you know. Nice to meet you. And he's like, okay. And he just stood there for a second. And my sister goes, best of luck to you. Because that's what this guy needed, apparently, to leave. And I was so I just hate it when people don't pick up on, like, body language. Yeah. And I hate that, like, as a woman, there's still part of you that's like, this guy might kill me. So you still say stuff totally. Like, so nice to meet you,
even though it's
creepy,
not.
Creepy guy with no social prowess.
Right. Anyway. How old was this guy?
He's like in his 20s.
Oh, God.
He's like maybe late 20s. Yeah, I hope. Yeah, I don't want him to be dead, but I would like him to be comatose. Yeah.
Or at least, like, afraid.
Yeah.
Like, as scared as you may have felt.
Yeah.
We just want equality. Just like as scared as you make us feel.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Don't stand so close to me.
I mean, it sounds like he's definitely on the spectrum. Like, yeah, maybe some autistic behavior.
Or he's just used to people being, like, women being receptive to his
conversation. Was he attractive?
I can never tell. I think he was fine.
He was fine.
He wasn't like, it wasn't like, ooh, look at this guy. But it's like, if you're not cool as a person, then I hate you. And I hate everything you are.
Right.
Everything you look like. Yeah. I hate your shadow.
Yeah. I was like, maybe he was if he's an attractive dude, he might be used to getting a different response from women at Borders or wherever you were.
Like, yeah, he wasn't like Brad Pitt or anything, but he was fine looking.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, if he hadn't spoken, I don't know, but he did.
Oh, God. Well, so if he's on the spectrum, well, that's, you know, unfortunate, not his fault. But it sounds like, I don't know. He may have just been like, I don't know, hitting on you / wanting to be your friend.
Yeah, who knows? Which is creepy. Might have, well, now I feel bad. I should have asked. I should have been like, are you
on the spectrum?
Is there, like, an arm motion?
Tell me when to stop. This is not a great thing for a podcast.
Yeah. We're moving our hands and our arms in, like, a half moon clock.
Like a gas gauge.
You guys feel the vibe.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think Kelsey has a treat yourself this week.
Treat it.
I do have a treat myself. So I have been trying to be a little bit less of a workaholic and be a little bit better of a girlfriend because I'm gone a lot. And so Kane and I did a nice little date day / Ooh. Night. And we went to the Americana at Brand, which is this badass kind of outdoor shopping center, would you call it?
Right. It's like a really fancy mall. It's like, I had never been until recently, so when you brought it up, I got all excited, because I was like, does everyone know about this?
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's like a really, it's like a nicer The Grove, I think.
Right,
it's beautiful.
It's stunning. The people who did the Bellagio water fountains in Las Vegas also.
I love
that's why I love it.
Yes. Dude, also designed the fountains at the Americana brand and The Grove, so it's fountains that are linked up to music, and it's just magical. In front of the Bellagio water fountains is like my favorite place to be on the entire planet.
Yeah, I'm
endlessly.
How have we never talked about this?
I know, but when we go to Vegas,
we're going.
Dude, I literally just stayed at the Bellagio in April and we had the perfect view of the water show. Have you stayed in the hotel?
No.
Because the TV. Well, it'll start playing music, and that's your cue to look outside because you can hear the music in your room while you see the show.
Nice.
Banged my boyfriend while watching it in a chair. No big deal. Yeah, it was great. Because we had this giant had this giant window view of the light show, and I'm like, perfect mood setting. take your pants off. And it was that. It was amazing. I now, like, I don't think I could stay anywhere else because it was so good, and the rooms were beautiful. Shout out to the Bellagio.
Yet another reminder, do not sit on the chairs in hotel rooms.
Well, yeah, that I didn't. I made him sit if it's any different. He was the one on the bottom.
Well, no, that's why they shouldn't continue because your boyfriend's dirty.
That's the
skid marks are on the hotel chairs.
Got what you were trying to say.
Yes.
That's the sex equivalent of like laying your coat down over a puddle for a woman.
Yeah.
So, don't worry, babe. I'll sit on the hotel chair.
Don't worry, babe. I'll get Hep C for you.
Oh God, you're so gross.
I would love to stay in the Bellagio with you guys.
So we're gonna stay there.
Did you go?
So we went to Din Tai Fung, which if you have not been, people, if you
wrote it,
it is a national chain. It's like upscale Chinese. They have these people that are just hand making these beautiful little dumplings in a window that you can watch and then shove it in your face. garlic green beans, shrimp fried rice. It is just so fucking good. It's so good. You're just so happy eating it. Like Kay and I just don't say a word as soon as the food comes.
Yeah.
It's just pure eating and looking at each other like, yes, I am moist right now. Like this is fantastic. We did that. We got some dessert and went back, watched Doctor Strange on Netflix.
Oh,
yeah. I was a little bit in and out, again, having problems with my being a workaholic, because there would be times where I'd just get itchy and I was like, I need to go clean the bathroom. And he's like, just watch the movie.
Right.
And I'm like, there are tasks to be done.
Also, there's more engaging movies than Doctor Strange.
That's true. It was just on Netflix.
I was bored by Doctor Strange, I'll be honest.
I was bored too.
Yeah, it's a little
very
weird.
Bored. It was not my favorite like superhero-esque type of storyline.
It's just been done.
Yeah.
Just like, could have done without it.
Yeah. So we did that. We played a little bit of Injustice, which is a PlayStation 4 video game with like...
Wow, you're cool.
It's like Super Smash Brothers, but with Batman and Catwoman and shit like that. And so we played that for a while, which was really fun. And yeah, it was nice.
That's
a nice little date day.
Very nice.
So yeah.
You hit all the good stuff.
That was my treat yourself, trying to be an actual human being for a second and just do enjoyable things.
It's so hard.
God, it's hard.
When there's so much to do.
It is the hardest.
That's what's hard about incorporating the artist.
The artist way. Bring it back.
Look
at that. Look at you. You did a great job. You could just edit out the first time I said it because now it's actually happening. The Artist Way by Julia Cameron, A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity. I feel like we all agree that this has been good for us, or it speaks
to
us.
It's the reason I started stand-up comedy.
Yeah, there you go.
Are you the first one who read this?
Yes, I was the one. I am the messenger for y'all. I spread the word
to
Delaney.
She introduced it to me. I fell in love.
Yeah.
And I passed it on to my mother, who also fell in love. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Because when we started working together, you guys told me about it, and I ordered it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a book, by the way. I don't know if it's been said.
Book, sorry.
It is a book.
We're trying to be better about clarifying what we're talking about. It is a book, and it is wonderful. It's a 12-week self-help course.
It's so good. There's different exercises and little, worksheet type of stuff. And I was like, we all kind of felt the same way about The Secret, and I feel like we all feel the same way about this, where it's like, it's a must read.
It is a
must read.
For anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's anyone. Just excellent.
Yeah.
Unless you're like, I don't know, if you're like an ice road trucker, like you probably wouldn't like this book. but anyone know, creative.
But he might like know.
Everybody things could be with creative. Clay in yeah. his spare time.
He might like to whittle ducks.
Yes. Yes.
When it
yes.
gets too cold to drive.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Everybody has creativity in them. Whether you want to pursue it as a total career or not, it's
there.
It's there.
We are creative beings.
Yes.
100%.
I have a question for you, Kelsey. So the point of this whole book is basically it's a 12-week course recovering your like artistic self. Like
yeah, your creativity.
Like, creativity yeah. is in recovery, which is so nice and spiritual and nurturing. So Kelsey, you were the first one to read this. Yes. You said it's the reason you started doing stand-up.
Yes.
Did you go through this like you read one chapter a week or did you just go through the whole thing all at once?
Oh, gosh. So this was like 8 years ago. I read it for the first time, so I can't quite remember. I'm sure it was about, you know, around that course line. This will make you happy. The reason I heard about The Artist Way and started is because Jenna Fischer, who plays Pam on The Office, was doing an interview where they asked her basically like, I think it was how did she get her start in acting or what motivated her to stick with it? Because I know that she had kind of a rough run of not getting booked for things before The Office.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she
Hannigan got everything.
Yes. Yeah. And she credited The Artist Way with everything, with like making her, I think, wanting to get into acting and just getting through hard times. So I looked it up because I adore her, and it was exactly, it came to me at exactly the time in my life that I needed it, because I was like halfway through college. I thought I was going to be a high school math teacher, which now is like, what the fuck, you know, like can't even picture doing that. And I dropped my math major and switched to communications, which is like the biggest 180 you can do. My parents were freaked out. They're like, what are you doing? This sounds like very unstable. And there's an exercise in The Artist Way where it's like list five things that you would try if you didn't have to do it perfectly or something like that. Or like list five things that you're scared to do or that you would be in another life. And stand-up comedian was the first one.
Wow.
And then it's like the next thing is trying to take steps to do that. And then before I knew it, I did an open mic, and it's just like, you know, changed my life.
Yeah, there was another list in here that was typed out that says like a list of things people usually want to do. And the first one, stand-up comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I read it. I felt like 20-year-old Kelsey.
Yeah.
That's all happening.
Yeah. It's a magical book.
It really is. It's amazing. It's so funny because you suggested this. I read this about a year ago. About a year ago, which is so funny because I read it and that's when I decided that I wanted to start doing less stand-up comedy because it wasn't making me happy. So like the stuff that was on my list were like, I want to have time for cooking and a relationship and all this shit that I didn't have.
And
I swear to God, weeks later, I met my boyfriend that I've been with for almost a year. Very quickly, like it was a kind of quick, we like ended up moving in together. We cook together. We like do very domestic type of stuff.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot less stand up. I've been kind of secretive about doing less stand up because I'm worried that like, I want to keep like one foot in, one foot out, but like, I'm just announcing it that it's not making me happy right now. And so like, I've been taking a little bit more breaks from it. And I'm very happy. And
Delaney's also good at a lot of things.
Yes.
Oh, so there's also that. Like Delaney writes, like she has a really cool job. Like she's, you know, a great like networker, like putting people together.
She sold a script to Lifetime, for Christ's sake. She's accomplished.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, like I kinda, this book made me kind of realize like what was making me happy and not happy. And it's crazy that like you wanted to like, I'm trying to stand up and I'm like, oh, I got to get out of this a little bit more because the lifestyle wasn't really like speaking to me. But Taylor, you're like the freshest one because you just read this.
I finished this yesterday on a plane.
What was like first impression or like what spoke to you the most with this?
Yeah. I really loved it. I will say, I have to say this for people who are going to read this. The beginning, it took me a minute because I bought this a while ago.
Okay.
And I started it and I was kind of like, okay, I need to like really focus in.
Yeah.
Do this. Because in the beginning, she says a lot about the great creator and like, there's a lot of like spiritual talk. And if you're not like particularly like religious or spiritual, it can sound a little like off to you and it can be a little distracting.
Right.
You just got to kind of get through that, honestly. Totally. Get a little used to it. It does taper off, I feel like.
Absolutely. Yes. She comes God, in she real hot it. In the beginning. Yeah.
Real hot with the great creator and the great space. And it's just real, you know, yeah, wispy. Right. And yeah. It does. It tapers off. It gets more into like creativity and stuff. I finished it on a plane coming back from Arkansas yesterday, which, you know, it was kind of the perfect way to do it. Because it's funny. It made you want to be a stand-up. It made you, like, reassess. Not yeah. doing it. This made me really grateful that I am a stand-up. Because the That's whole time, good. Every time it talks about... A lot of the book talks to people who aren't fulfilling their dream.
Right.
They're not following what they want to really do.
Right.
And they have all these excuses. And a lot of the excuses were like, I don't have time with my job, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow. I am so young and so lucky that I'm not in that place that I get to do what I love every day. And like, yeah. you know, and yeah. I didn't have a rough weekend, but it was a road weekend.
Yeah.
You know, where you get there and they're like, you can stay in this murder cabin for free. And you're like, oh, terrific. I have hotel points, so I'm going to leave. But yeah, I mean, it just, the thing that stuck out to me the most, and I'd be curious to see what other thing, I mean, we're going to talk about this for a while, but
yeah.
the thing that really hit me, that comes to mind immediately was she says at one point, we all know that, you can't, the unexamined life isn't worth living. And she's like, I think it's also important to remember, like, the unlived life isn't worth examining.
Totally.
Ooh, yes.
I was like, oh, I should have stayed in the murder cabin. Like, not having any experiences. Do you guys have this on the road, like, where you, like, there are certain instances where you're like, oh, I might die here, but also, like, the story. Like, yeah. you know what I mean? Do you have that
totally.
Kind of
thing? Totally. Yeah,
so
you guys have more road stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I talked to Kelsey, and she was telling me about a road experience she had had where she was like, oh, yeah, I was in, like, a rough area, and I just didn't really know, and I didn't yeah. have cell service, and yeah. it was frightening.
had my pepper spray by my bed. Literally, yeah. like, it was like, okay, well, just cross my fingers, and because I got no cell phone service, if somebody comes in here, I am just dead without any hope.
Did you get any God. Jokes out of it?
No, I didn't, unfortunately. So it was just a debilitating fear.
Yeah,
just gray hairs really just aged thing. Me a little bit, but no jokes. So not really worth it. But
yeah. I was at Reno, and they're like, yeah, just don't go outside after 5 p.m. And I'm like, okay.
Five.
Yeah, they're like, once it's like the sun is setting and stuff, you want to be inside the hotel. They're like, don't be wandering around. And I'm like, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So I went to CVS at like 11 a.m. for like toiletry stuff. And then I came right back, did not leave the entire week. So like, yeah.
Whoa.
No, some areas are just like, and you don't know, like when you're traveling, like you're on like vacation in a way, or like, mm-hmm. you know, like you're not kind of aware, like, oh, this might not be a dangerous area, because I mean, you're ultra aware of that when you're at home.
Right.
But like when you're out of your element, you just don't really know. And I think it's, I don't know.
You're like on a Groupon vacation.
Yeah.
On a vacation that got yeah. sent to your inbox, and you're like, I guess I should use
do
this.
It. Yeah,
yeah.
And it's like, ooh, you don't know what streets.
Pick it.
Yeah, you don't know.
I
what
was
streets.
In a town I did not know existed this weekend.
Oh my
it
god,
was, it wasn't even a town. It was basically just like a colony started by Walmart. Everybody there worked at Walmart. It was so weird.
Wow,
but it was actually nice. There were trees. I liked it. I liked being outside. They had a free museum. I went to the museum. That was my.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nice.
Beautiful.
the two most important things she talks about in The Artist's Way are morning pages, which is three pages stream of consciousness that you write first thing in the morning to kind of, you know, get all the gunk out of your head. Yeah. And then that's the grossest word, I'm sorry. And then the other thing that was really important that she talks about consistently throughout the book is taking yourself on artist dates, basically treating your creativity like it is a young child that needs like stickers and ice cream. Yes. Taking yourself out on a little creativity date.
The artist child, right? That's what she calls it. Art. And it's about like kind of appreciating other people's art inspires your own art. Wasn't that a lot of the messages in there? Yeah. Which is so true. Cause like sometimes like as a creative, you're so focused on like, I need to make content. I need to do this. That like sometimes you forget to like take a breath and appreciate what other people are doing and just take a break, take it all in. And sometimes that kind of rejuvenates you and like, that, you know what, I have an idea all of a sudden, and it just kind of came out of nowhere, you know?
But then I get resentful if I take time off and I don't think of anything. And I go, why did I even go to Europe?
What a waste.
Like, what kind of stuff do you do for artist dates? I've been wanting to ask you guys this.
Yeah. It's gotten, I don't know, I feel like it's gotten harder over the years because I feel like I'm just repeating shit, but I've learned, I'm like, there are no rules. I'm so weird with myself where I'm like, I don't know if this cool. I'm like, who is this person in my head that's being my shitty boss to me? I'm like, just fucking go to Sephora. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It's so funny. I think it gets, you know, there's so much stuff with like beauty and makeup that is like, oh, it's all fluff. But you know what? It's fucking art. Like, it is art. It's so fun to go. I love going to beauty stores and just playing with makeup, just wiping a bunch of shit on my forearm and going, ooh, sparkles. Like, it makes me happy. It's beautiful. And then I wipe it off and I go home. I feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
So that's like a good go-to for me. Anywhere where I can get some dessert, I'm very pleased.
Oh, wow.
I like things like that.
Yeah.
Those are really good.
Yeah. I do a lot of long walks and hikes by myself.
Yeah, that's
I like
good.
Being, Nature. I love being, it is so dangerous. I love it. Like I know like that element is there, but I'm also like, oh, it's a little, gives me some tingles. I love being outside and I love being in the sun, which is so sad because I do not have the skin for it because I burn within like 4 minutes, which is so sad because I just love it so much. So I go on hikes by myself a lot, but I try to go in the daytime with like crowds of people
just
in case. I don't do like the evening hikes by myself or anything, but like,
scaring me.
I do like to do the Fryman Canyon, the Hollywood Reservoir. Just shout out to my favorite hiking spots.
Okay.
I always want to go hiking, but I'm too scared to go alone.
Oh, yeah, me too. Well, hey, call me up.
We'll do a trio. Yeah, we were trying to do that, and then we ended up getting sushi instead.
We got sushi, and then we worked.
We got sushi, and we worked. We're always like, do something fun. And then we're like, actually, let's just like crank out more content.
Yeah, let's do that.
We're obsessed.
That's so a good one, hiking. I go to like Barnes & Noble and just like wander around.
Barnes & Noble is a great artist date. It is always a good, I love Barnes & Noble for an artist date. It's endless.
Yeah.
So much shit you can look at in there. Oh, crack open a book. I love it.
Yeah. It's very stimulating.
Yes.
But I always get sad because I start to think about, I'm like, there's so many writers and so many books and these are just the ones that got published. Like I get sad. Oh. But I also just love it so much. And that's my go-to.
Yeah.
Barnes & Noble.
Artist date is so good. I needed to make more.
Yeah,
you know, I want to get more creative with it. That's why I was curious to see what your guys's were because I was feeling like mine weren't like elaborate enough something.
I know. See, that's so. I'm trying to think of the example she gives in the books. I mean, some of them are a little elaborate. Like I've gone to the zoo by myself. Like
see if I can find it.
I've done some like big girl artist dates.
That is a big girl date.
Really great.
Yeah.
I mean, she's even said like go to the 99 cent store and pick out some fun stickers for yourself.
I've done
what I mean? Like
I've done that.
But yeah, like I was just like at Target yesterday, just walking around Target. And I was like, I just like feeling like I'm just kind of doing something relatively like normal and mundane because that stuff is exciting to me.
Yes,
like,
that's an artist date.
When you don't get time to do it so much, it was just kind of relaxing. But yeah, like sometimes I'm like, oh, I should take myself off to a museum by myself and be like really culturally inspired.
I've done the Getty by myself.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, you liked it. But I'm like, when I'm in a museum, I'm not really into it.
Oh,
a lot of the time.
Oh, okay.
It just depends.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good one for you.
Yeah.
I like to go to the Getty and put in
music?
Yeah, like classical music.
Oh, and no. Walk around. Oh, my God. You're so
go
fancy.
And I like to go like at night when it's getting dark.
And you want to get more creative with your artistic?
Jesus. I know you have a soundtrack to yours.
I've done that like 3 times. I haven't done it since reading this, but I was like, ooh, that's a good artist date that I've done for
really
myself.
Good. Oh, so. I've gone to movies by myself sometimes. That's a good one.
Movies by myself.
Yeah, because that tackles a lot at once because there's a lot of social anxiety about like, so I look stupid. People are going to judge me. And it's like, you know what? Nobody's fucking looking at you. Yeah, nobody cares. Everybody's in their own world.
Right. Do you feel anxious when you go to a movie by yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I don't really go to movies by myself, I'll be honest. Yeah, but it's pretty liberating. By myself in restaurants.
That's another big one
where it's like...
That would cause me a lot of...
Hey, it's fine. I'm cool. Don't worry about it. Yeah. I'm having a good time.
I'm not waiting for anybody. Take that fucking chair away.
Like, I'm taking up the whole table and spreading my shit out. I'm looking at stuff. It'll be fine.
Do you bring a book or something? Or are you just
sometimes like on my phone, maybe like a notebook and like, yeah, but I, you know, I'll indulge. Yeah. Most of the meal stuff takes up a lot of...
I eat a lot in my car alone, but that's different. That's sad. That's not an artist date. That's an artist stood up. Do you go to eat by yourself at a restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, like, that's so,
just depends.
That's so badass.
You should
I
try
think that's
it.
So cool.
Try it for your next artist date.
I know. I should
do it.
I enjoy food so much if I'm eating it by myself. I don't have to keep a conversation going. I can just like really
close your eyes and feel
it. That's how I feel, but I need to be in bed, like watching Netflix. I'm like, ooh, look at this new like ice cream that's coconut milk, but it's alone. I don't want to.
Have you had Luna and Larry's coconut milk-based ice cream? Oh, my God. It's at Ralph's. It's at most major grocery stores. Luna and Larry's. Listeners, if you need a dairy-free ice cream that's not like weird, icy water.
Yeah.
Luna and Larry's is coconut milk-based, so it's like you can't. Nice. It's ice cream. It's fucking ice cream. It's so good.
Ben and Jerry's is really good. I think it's
the non-dairy one. Yeah. This is even better. It's
delicious.
There's one that's salted caramel with chocolate, and it will knock your tits clean off. It is.
I like this soy creamy from Trader Joe's. I think it's like the chocolate cherry Garcia type of esque thing. It is amateur, but like it's my good
basic shit out of here. Super,
I'm so basic with my soy creamy ice cream with my non-dairy. One of my favorite things about this book are some of the exercises because you discover things about yourself that you don't realize. And I can't find the exact page, but there was an exercise where you had to like think of the first negative things that were said to you. Do you remember this one?
Is this your monster hall of fame?
Your monster hall of fame. The very first like people who kind of like said, hey, that doesn't look good. Or like, hey, that doesn't this. And like tracing it back from like elementary school.
Yes.
Yeah. This fucking kid's voice has been in my head and I didn't even realize like it was his negative comments that I've still been like, you know, spiraling around in there.
Yeah.
It was insane. And then so that was like very telling and trying to get rid of like, sometimes those negative voices are not even your own. And was like a crazy experience to like discover, like as you're writing it out, like, holy shit. Yeah. I used to be really into sketching and painting. And like, I have a lot of artwork that I used to do. I was with a boyfriend who one comment was like, it's not that great. And I stopped sketching and painting and all that stuff. And I didn't even realize that he was a lot to do with it. But he was also an artist, and so he was, like, telling me from artist to artist, like, yeah, your stuff's kind of basic, and my stuff is cool because I fucking spray paint shit. And so I didn't even realize, like, oh, my God, that's why I think I stopped painting. And then I'm like, oh, shit, I started painting when I was reading this book, too. I started painting again. Yeah, it wasn't much, but I at least, like, planted the seed. I bought supplies again. I bought a canvas and I like went to my mom's backyard. I was like, can I just get a couple hours here? And I just like did weird shit with my paintbrush. Yeah. So like stuff like that, you don't even realize like, why did I stop doing that? I loved it.
Yeah. Makes you so happy.
Crazy. So that was great.
Did you have anything weird that came up besides stand up? Like in the million times that you've read it? Because you've read it the most.
Yeah. I was telling the girls, I've honestly read it probably like 14 times because the last direction that she gives at the end of the book is read this again because it's kind of like she talks about it like a mountain and like as you climb higher in your career and your life you're dealing with different circumstances and new problems and you're in a different place in your life, so every time you read it I still learn from it, like it's still helping me with a different thing. Gosh, I'm trying to think of what's so funny. Anytime they ask, like, what are your other lives that you would live if you could live five other lives? Mine are always like a pop dancer, singer,
country star was on my list. That was like fuck. Like, I'm that bitch.
Like, just wanting to be a Spice Girl, basically. Yes. Like, just that dream will never die.
That's so
never.
That's not mine. Mine's like a writer of young adult fiction.
That's such fucking very attainable.
Thank you. I hope to do that someday.
Not saying your pop star isn't attainable,
thank
Kelsey.
You absolutely. With that voice.
You're my new monster hall of fame.
But holy shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, wanted to be like professional athlete at certain things. Oh, and if I had zeroed in on a different thing in my life, because I feel like all of those things, you had to just be only volleyball for 20 years or only singing and dancing for 20 years. Right. Like, you can't, it's hard to just scoot in at the last minute, which is not great advice for people who are going to read this book. You can still accomplish your dreams at any age.
But just know that there's a road ahead.
Yes, absolutely. There's a great quote in there that I just wanted to, it made me think of everything we're talking about with Artist Way and like your inner child. She says, art is an absolute mistress. She will not be coquetted with or slighted. She requires the most absolute attention, and she repays with grand triumphs. And I just,
you memorized that so well.
It's on my, I have this picture of me as like, I was 6 years old and I won my city's like essay writing contest for my age bracket. And I'm in this little dress and I'm just so happy. It's like the first creative thing I ever accomplished.
Yeah.
And I put that quote around that picture because it was like trying to remind myself that like you have to give that little person your time.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Love God, that. So cute. You're so cute.
So cute.
Yeah.
Okay, I think there was another quote in here that I've heard before, which is so fucking good. It's, and I'm gonna butcher it, but it's something of like along the lines of how old will I be like when I try something the same age if you don't? That type of thing.
Love
Holy
that
shit.
That was a
like
game
that was
changer.
So good. It's like, we don't know how much time we got. Just do what you enjoy. Yeah. My
time's
God.
Moving forward no matter what you do.
Yes.
You will not waste it.
Exactly. Yeah. That was like, that was super good.
Such a good
Nike,
I mean,
just do
there
it.
Are so many amazing quotes in this book, like along the margins. I can't even. Yeah, I wasn't great about doing the exercises because I was kind of on a time crunch.
Yeah.
And also I was like on planes and stuff, and I felt weird about like writing down like, if I were afraid, I would do this. Because you're so close to the other person. I mean, I could have done it yesterday. The lady next to me was reading Nicholas Sparks. So,
oh my God.
I probably could have done it.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. If Nicholas Sparks helps you, God bless.
Love it. Peace and love.
Yeah. There were things that came up for me in terms of things I want to do. Like, I do really want to write. And it's that thing that I keep putting off because I'm like, I have to focus on writing comedy. But I think if I wrote more, I would probably get better at stand-up because I'd have another thing. Because I really do. I have a couple like books in my head that I've had for years that I want to write.
Yes.
And I'm just like, someday I'm going to do that. Like, and I've always wanted to write for young adult fiction just because I was so into like young adult.
You would be so good.
Yeah, do it.
That was what I wanted in high school. Like really, really bad. Like that was my focus. I have so much old writing that is just terrible. That I found like in my parents' house. But yeah, but then like other stuff that came up was like, I was like, why don't I rollerblade anymore? Like,
yes,
I wanted to do roller derby in high school and I never did. And
absolutely.
Dude, I love it.
It's so good. It's such a good book to dig in.
Like, I mean, oh my God.
I love it. We could talk
about it for hours, but like, yeah, it's just a must.
We could talk about our unlived lives for hours.
Yeah. I can't wait to reread this, honestly. The morning pages, I didn't keep up with as much as I wanted to, but I did enjoy because at the end of the book she says go back, spoiler alert, go back and read all of them, right?
Yeah.
And so I remember finding a bunch of pages and like reading it and just seeing like how much I had grown over the course of like a few months and like the things that I was doing that I wanted to do and the things that I like cut out.
Yeah,
it was very, very cool to read like, you know, letters from my past self.
So
to myself. Yeah, that was cool.
I just thought of an exercise that always just turns my brain inside out every time I read the book, where it's write a letter to yourself as like a 6 year old or something like that, and then write a letter to yourself as an 80 year old. Like your 80 year old self, what would you tell your current self, and your young self, what would you tell yourself?
Oh my
so
god,
good. So good.
If you want to like make yourself cry from like your from future self, whoo,
mind turned inside out. It's
the
an amazing exercise.
Very impressive. They had the one I opened to was like time travel. Like one of them's like list three old champions of your creative self worth.
Right.
Yes.
That was love that one.
Enemies.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was the enemy. The enemy one is the one that like really.
Yeah. I was like, oh shit.
I love it. I love how my heart just felt like it filled up reading this.
Yeah.
Because it really did. It felt like a recovery. Like it really felt like you were going through an intensive course. Where you were just, it felt like eating healthy after like being on the road for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And you've just been like eating Chick-fil-A fries and like garbage. And then you get home and you're like, oh my gosh, I can go get spinach. Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was so good. I can't say enough good things about it. I immediately was like, oh, I could read this again probably.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I've now moved on to her other books because she has read like Finding Water and some other things that are like follow-ups to The Artist's Way, where it's like if you need something new because you've read it 15 times, here's some other cool creative stuff. And it's all great. She's so wonderful. Julia Cameron, if you're listening, you are our ultimate dream guest that we would love to have on the podcast at some point. If somebody has any contacts for Julia Cameron besides just like us tagging her in social media.
Which we are not above.
We are never above.
Do that.
Definitely not.
Yeah, so have you finished Finding Water or Walking This World? Or
I finished Walking in This... Is it Walking This World or Walking in This World? Something like that.
This is Walking in This World, on the back.
I think I finished Finding Water. I'm halfway through Walking in This World. But they're great. They're just awesome.
Are they very similar?
They're similar, but like they're different paces. She really somehow manages to find an endless amount of things to talk about in terms of creativity. Like there's still more even after The Artist. It's like, oh yeah.
I couldn't believe how much, like I couldn't believe how much was in here.
Yeah.
It's so dense.
Oh,
one more. Sorry. I
please.
Oh, Crazy Makers.
I have that bookmarked.
It became a permanent part of my vocabulary after reading this book because I realized upon reading it that my, I think it was my boyfriend at the time. Yeah, I think we were still in it or maybe we were like in a breakup part, but my ex had borderline personality disorder, one of my exes. And so he was like a textbook crazy maker. And a crazy maker is described as somebody who, I mean, there's like so many examples. I don't know if you guys have it in front of you that you can read.
Crazy makers create dramas, but seldom where they belong. Crazy makers are often blocked creatives themselves. Afraid to effectively tap their own creativity, they are loath to allow that same creativity in others. Just a little taste. Yeah. Of what they hate schedules except their own. They hate order. They deny that they are crazy makers.
Yeah.
All good shit.
So much. So anyway, that one has always like, now that I know about crazy makers, I see them everywhere.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
You give something a name.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, you are making a whole batch of crazy right now.
Oh,
like you are somebody I need to stay the fuck away from. So many people like that in our business.
Seriously.
Oh, so many people. Many.
There's more little like this. These are just like the log lines of crazy makers. Cause like once I read that, I was like, oh, I know some people like that.
Yeah.
Crazy makers break deals and destroy schedules. Crazy makers expect special treatment. Crazy makers discount your reality. Crazy makers spend your time and money. Crazy makers triangulate those they deal with. Like, they're expert blamers. Like,
divas. Oh, a lot of divas
and just like unsafe people to like tell things to in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
That was a big one for me too. Oh, interesting.
Anyway.
You know what really, this whole, I highlighted a lot of stuff on these two pages and it's towards the end. So I remember it from yesterday. This really appealed to me just as like, as we've all talked about, very workaholic, perfectionistic, where they're talking about don't call the inability to start laziness, call it fear.
Oh yes. So true. So true.
I said that in therapy to
today. I said quote in therapy today.
Yeah.
Oh my that's God. Crazy.
It's so like most frequently it is the fear of abandonment. To go squarely against your parents' values means you'd better know what you're doing. You'd better not just be an artist. You better be a great artist if you're going to hurt your parents so much.
Oh.
Which hit me square in the chest because I talk about things on stage now that I know my parents are like not going to be cool with. And right. I think about it every time I see my dad. It's like, it's almost like I have a terminal illness. And like every time I see my dad, I'm like, I'm going to die to you soon.
Like, oh,
you're going to
wow.
be disappointed in me.
Oh,
and I'm like
wow.
waiting for the shoe to drop. It's Ooh. Horrible. But yeah, all this stuff like, oh, and then the other thing I highlighted on this page, the need to be a great artist makes it hard to be an artist. The need to produce a great work of art makes it hard to produce any art at all.
So true.
Which, yes. oh man. And yeah, being an artist requires enthusiasm more than discipline. It's just, it goes back to the whole thing. We've talked about it before of just like.
Allow yourself to be
allow
bad.
Allow yourself to
yeah.
be
yeah.
bad.
That's so.
Absolutely.
Such great advice. So. Start your fucking novel, Taylor.
Start it,
right?
Boo.
Yeah.
I'm going to rollerblade around writing.
Yeah, rollerblade as you come up with ideas. Yeah. But oh, that was.
I was going to share the. Just so in that good. Same vein, we got sent this amazing article on perfectionism from my manager. And there's a part that just so jumped out at me. It's very similar to what you said. The lesson, if mistakes are unacceptable, it's going to be hard to get things done. You'll be more likely to procrastinate since you can't do badly on things you haven't yet started.
Yes.
Ooh. That's a dagger.
It does.
In the heart. Yeah, that's a real thing. So we're going to have to do a whole other thing on perfectionism, I think.
Yes.
We could probably do 100%. A whole episode on it. So
100%.
But yeah, that's going to, we're going to have to talk about that for sure.
Yeah, totally recommend this book. If you haven't read it, you absolutely
Hands
have
down.
To.
It's
Hands
a must down. Read. Must read. Just take a deep breath with the God stuff in the beginning.
Get
replace it with whatever you're. I always say like the universe.
Right.
I just like try to edit it in my
I
mind
like
for
energy.
Whatever is
energy.
Energy is a good one.
Simpler.
Yeah. Whatever
and
you
the
like.
The great creator. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. then yeah.
Yeah. All right.
We've got like 10 minutes. So let's get into our last little chunk, which is advice. We had somebody write in to selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com with something that they would like us to tackle for them.
Yeah.
Try and give some advice on. So Delaney, what you got?
Yeah, it's actually great. It actually really ties in a lot with this. Catherine497, she said, I was really into musical theater in high school, but my parents were not supportive of an artistic profession. So I haven't sang since I was 18 and I'm now 52 and want to ease my way back into it, but I am terrified to start. Like, how do I do it? And how did you guys start your creative pursuits?
Oh,
this is a great question.
Oh, wow. Absolutely great question.
Anybody want to start with like how you got into this? Well, you said Artist Way sparked you wanting to try stand up.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think with it's so hard to, I don't know if it applies to singing too, but I know with stand up, there has to be a lot of delusion in the beginning
yes.
because
yeah.
you're going to be bad for a long time.
Right.
Or at least like not great.
Right.
You might be passable, but like, you know, you, the only place you can get better is by doing it
yep.
and you're doing it in front of people and it's awkward and hard.
It's uncomfortable. Yeah.
So I think, and this is coming from three perfectionists, but really being kind to yourself and being gentle with yourself and just setting the jumps very low to begin with and just starting,
right.
starting without judgment.
Right.
Yeah. Is there like a community choir you
yeah.
can join or like community theater of some kind?
Yeah.
My dad was going to be a professional singer in college.
What?
And yeah. And he wanted to like get married and have a family. And he's like, I don't want to like travel around trying to be
right.
a performer. So
oh, wow.
he like made a conscious decision. And he said he was really difficult for him because my dad's a great singer. Like, and he was even better when he was younger and he's still like,
wow.
He's like,
damn.
Broadway level, like he's amazing.
Oh
and he
my
plays
God.
Piano and stuff. So he became a music teacher and taught music for like 11 years. And then when we moved to Southern California and he got remarried, he couldn't find work as a music teacher at the time because, you know, music programs aren't important. And to other people, not to me, you know what
right.
I mean? That's
right.
And
taking the dad hold.
Yeah. And so then he like started over, became a realtor, is like very successful realtor.
Jeez.
He's like Delaney. He's like good at a lot of things. And he just recently like I moved out a couple years ago. My three younger sisters are all moving out at the same time. And he just recently, like, got back and he, like, joined, like, a barbershop group. And, like, formed, like, a quartet. And we've been telling him for years, like, go out for, like, San Diego's, like, 45 minutes away from you. Like, go do some theater in San Diego. Like, do something. Right. And he's so happy. Like, every time I've seen him in the last, like, couple months. Like, I saw him this morning because I had an appointment back home. And he was singing me parts from the barbershop thing. And it
that
was
is so,
so
sweet.
Cute. Yeah. And I'm just like, it's cool. It's like watching him. I want him to read The Artist's Way, but he's not like a big reader. I wonder if it's like on audiobook or something, but he's always on the phone. I'm not sure. But anyway, he was like, it's like watching someone, you know, kind of go through the motions of like what The Artist's Way tells you to do. Like, hey, it doesn't matter if you have a job or you have all this other stuff you have to take care of. You can find time. You can find little ways to like, you know, fill up that part of your soul.
Totally.
Yeah. Whenever I see him and he's talking about it, it's like he's like breathing fully.
Right, you know?
It's so nice. It's just something he hasn't like let himself do in a long time. So think you should just go
get into like the course, or like even just like start with like maybe like a private one-on-one voice lesson. So you're not maybe you're easing your way into it. Like you're not in front of a bunch of people, but you're just in front of one person that you hopefully trust. Then you kind of go from there once you build a little bit of a confidence and. Just start doing, even if you just start with by singing in your car, which is like another thing I think in The Artist's Way. It's like, just start doing something that you enjoy. Like maybe you can't be a country singer tomorrow, but you can belt some country music while you drive.
Yeah.
Like start baby small steps. And just, it's
karaoke.
A snowball. Karaoke. It's just going to be a snowball effect. I feel like that's the best advice is like, just start somewhere, do something.
Yeah.
Get into a class, talk to somebody about it, tell them that you want to do it.
Yeah,
that's even a start.
Yeah. Get
Telling
out there,
other
Catherine.
About your goals
get
is like really
there.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It
I started
accountability.
Yeah, I started stand up by somebody basically telling me, like, forcing me to do it / tricking me into it, or else I would have never tried it by myself on my own. So sometimes you need just like a little extra push to do something. And yeah, they talk about shadow artists in this book, which is interesting, where people are like. They get really close to the profession that they actually want, but they're like maybe a step away from it. Just, you know, like we all know those people who maybe like you deep down, you think like, you know, that what they want to do, but they're just like right next to it.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like I think we all know those people.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
And that's very interesting. So
and also I might say to Catherine, maybe do that exercise from The Artist's Way where you write a letter to yourself as an 80-year-old and talk about what you're so proud of yourself for doing in the next, you know, if you're writing, it would be the last 30 years, but try to fill in those blanks for yourself and really visualize what you want to accomplish in the next 30 years and go for it.
Hell yeah, Catherine.
Yeah.
Kill it.
That's great.
Kill it. All right,
Yay.
You guys. We did it Artist's Way.
We did it Artist's Way, you guys. And if you have something that you want us to try and help you out with, email us at selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. We're going to go through our little pluggies as we do.
Oh,
that's right.
We've been talking about the importance of goals.
Oh, my Lord.
Hashtag goals. That's right. Let's do it real quick. We're getting there. We're almost there.
A real quick one.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to be better about doing my morning pages because while I started doing morning pages while I was reading this, I rarely did them in the morning. I usually just did them whenever I had time. And there is when I did do it in the morning, like I had a day last week where I woke up in my own bed, in my own apartment, went out to my living room, sat on my couch, like opened the windows and just like sat down and didn't look at my phone.
Yes.
It had died during the night, so I couldn't. And like wrote my three pages. And it really does. It's like cleans you out.
Yeah.
In a weird way. It's like scrubbing your soul with alcohol before you start the day. Because you just get all this stuff out. Like they say in The Artist's Way, like just make sure it's fine that it's negative. It's fine that it's like stream of consciousness. It doesn't have to be pretty. No one's going to read it but you. Just get it out and you feel like really refreshed afterward.
Yes.
That sounds
setting
great.
It free.
That's a great goal.
You know, I kind of want to steal your goal, Taylor. I feel like I need to start doing the morning pages again. Because it was very therapeutic. And I feel like I got a lot of shit floating through my head all day. Like a to-do list and positive thoughts and negative thoughts and all this stuff. And it's really just like, get it out. it's out there, and now you can go about your business.
Yeah.
Doing
yeah.
other stuff, being more present.
Right.
Get out so of your own way.
I'm stealing it. I'm stealing your goal.
Go for it.
Thank you.
Snatching it. I would like to also do that, and I need to focus on actually committing to an artist date every week, because
yeah.
it's hard to break away from the to-do list of work and just do normal human being things that fill up your well and make you happy. And so that's my focus for this week, is to actually do an artist date.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Great. Artist Way. Thanks artist so way. Much.
Subscribe to Self Helpless on iTunes. Do it. We would love you. It would help the show so much. And that way you get all the new episodes. Give it a 5-star rating and a review. I'm at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, KelseyCook.com. Go see Stand-Ups Doing Makeup on YouTube.
DelaneyFisher.com, Delaney Fisher, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
TTomComedy.com, T-Tom Comedy, Instagram, Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter. Boom.
Boom. Bye.
And go like Self Helpless Podcast on Facebook. Go like our new page.
Thank All right. You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.